Hello, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the presentations that were held at the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology. This was held the 12th through the 15th of September, 2020, and it was virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you. Enjoy listening. There was a very interesting preclinical study looking at alcohol use disorder and its effects during adolescence, what its effects might be on the adult gene transcription using rats. So in this particular study, it was presented by Mr. Fabio Bellia from the University of Teramo in Italy. He started off by pointing out that alcohol use disorder, it's really known that the endogenous opioid system genes really seem to play a pivotal role in this system. But to understand how alcohol consumption affects genes transcription, it's really important to analyze when alcohol consumption occurs, especially in critical developmental periods, such as adolescence. So to address those questions, they studied the potential effects of alcohol consumption in rats during adolescence on opioid system gene transcription during adulthood. So a short-term selection of rats was performed in an intermittent access ethanol intake protocol to generate two lines of high and low ethanol consumption in the animals. 12 high ethanol consumption animals and 12 low ethanol consumption animals were randomly selected. Their brains were dissected 100 days after birth and 40 days after the last ethanol intake session. Total RNA was extracted and opioid messenger mRNA levels were assessed in the prefrontal cortex, nucleus accumbens, and ventral segmental area with real-time quantitative polymerase chain reaction. The two groups of rats exhibited differences in the expression of endogenous opioid system genes observed in adulthood in different brain regions. And although there were no major differences in the quantity of alcohol consumed, the alterations in gene expression were more visible in males than in females, and the levels of alcohol consumed significantly correlated with gene expression, which suggests that the altered expression of these genes in the brain is directly due to the amount of alcohol consumed during adolescence, or is attributable to innate differences between the two lines.